Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
How you doing, man?
Good morning. It's December 12th, 9 a.m. It's the Elk Rapids Township Special Meeting for a proposed sewer. It's just an informational meeting, and it's the proposed sewer meeting for Karen Highway. The board's been talking about this for some time, and we've asked Performance Engineering to come up with some preliminary plans to talk about and just to kind of give us, as a township board, a rough idea of maybe one of our options or maybe more. So at this point, we have both Aaron and Brad here from Performance Engineering. I'd like to turn it over to them and hear what they have to say.
Okay, so what we did is we looked at potentially providing sewer service from the termination at Maple Harbor that exists now all the way down to approximately Herman Road along Karen Highway. So there's capacity within the lift station at Maple Harbor to take a portion of this. So what we looked at is a few different options for how we could go about getting this done. You know, one option is to take the portion that can be served by the Maple Harbor lift station and pull them back that way. The other option would be send all of this through a new route, which would be a new connection into the existing 4-inch force main that enters the plant, and that's depicted in the drawing there. So what we did is we broke this down into segments. So section A is this section that could go either way. It could go back to Maple Harbor, or it could go back to the new connection. Segment B is between the available capacity at Maple Harbor and further south along Karen to the intersection with the new proposed crossing to the plant. Section C is the new route to the plant. Section D is then south of that new plant connection heading along Karen Highway. And then E is a little spur going in Spirea Drive there to serve those homes. So one of the overall goals that we saw when we started looking at this is that the idea of a new connection into the plant offers a lot of benefits. Like right now, all the flow comes through the Sportsman Club lift station and heads down a 4-inch force main into the plant. So if we were to send all this back through that pipe, we've got the number one problem where we have to pass through the Birch Lake sewer, which isn't sized to take all of this. So you're replacing pipe through there. And then there's capacity issues at the Sportsman's Club, and then the capacity of the 4-inch force main between the Sportsman Club lift station and the plant. So what this does is by bringing a new route to the back door of the plant, it gives you a lot of options in the future beyond even just what's talked about here. So let's say Inwood Harbor did come someday. Well, now you're not sharing that lift station with all of Karen Highway also. They've got kind of a circular route where you could even make repairs and divert flow either way in the future if all this happened. So it really is a nice engineering option to have this alternate route into the plant. So I think that makes a lot of sense. The section A, where we had talked about and we had sized the Maple Harbor lift station to be able to take additional capacity essentially to about Wanderwood, I think that it probably makes more sense to send them, if this went as a project, to probably send them this way and then leave that extra capacity at Maple Harbor for whatever might happen down the road there, whether it was Milton or additional people that are not on the lake in that area in Elk Rapids Township. And then as far as segments D and E, you're kind of limited in terms of what you can do there. We don't have a whole lot of topography, So we're basically looking at this as some sort of pressure sewer. You know, to be able to get fall and gravity connections. Number one, you end up with a lot of manholes and a lot of costs due to depth. And then number two, most of these homes on the lakeside would end up pumping up to it anyways, just because of the differential between the elevation of the homes versus the road. So this cost that we're showing here is essentially for comparison of different routes and different segments of the main. It's not a total cost for the project. So that's kind of the analysis we're looking to have the discussion on now, is if this idea of a new route to the plant and pressure sewer and serving the homes in this way makes the most sense to everybody. If this was something that was going to be pursued, then you look at the additional cost would be getting service laterals and the details of, you know, how people connect to this main. So that's in a nutshell what you got in front of you right now.
Wow. Okay, do we have any questions?
Yes.
How did you count the number of service units for the projected 657,000 plus or minus estimate?
Yes, yeah, there's 66 properties or lots, what we're calling on there.
Served 66 parcels that would be doing, okay.
Correct. And so we haven't made any, we're assuming they're all essentially residential, one per, you know, there might be some that are, you know, splittable or multiple units could happen in the future. You'd size it up a little bit, but. Yeah, there's some development potential along the route there, but.
So they're going to obviously have to, the 66 will have to pick up your C, which is our alternate route to the plant, amortized over the entire 66 units, right? I mean, everybody's going to chip in for the 171,000. There'd be no other way to do that.
Correct.
Nobody's being serviced by that line. That's simply a functional trip into the plant line.
That's correct. Yep. You're looking at basically $171,000 with no service connections.
Right. Does the A down there by Williams Road, has the calculation for putting Milton's 60 whatever they had units in there in your thinking, in your engineering scope?
Yes, the Milton Township allocation is figured in. So they are 45 REUs. So that is allocated into the capacity of the lift station.
Okay.
So the lift station that was built and paid for by the Maple Harbor folks did not have capacity to take them. So part of their project, if they go, they have to do their own upgrades to that lift station. And they pay for that. Plus they pay the prorated cost of the structure back to the township as part of their deal. So that is kind of their cost in that lift station is their own thing. The idea was that if A went back to Maple Harbor, it's the same kind of idea where A would pay for another upgrade with another pump in that lift station, so they'd have some cost in there, but it only picks up another 50 or so REUs.
The size of the lift station, you can keep adding mechanical to it. That's what you're doing, right? You're just increasing the ability to handle. The physical structure will take how many units?
Probably up to the 4-inch
capacity of the 4-inch pipe.
Yeah, that'd be the factor.
Right.
The control factor is not the size of the structure, but it's the diameter of the pipe that goes down Williams Road.
Right. And really the limiting factor is the Birch Lake piping. Because you got a lot, you know, the frictional losses in the pipe as you get more and more flow accumulate and push more pressure in there, and so you got a lot of pipe between that lift station all the way through to the Sportsman Club.
Okay.
Does this include, or do we need any change on the main from where we tee in to the processing facility for additional capacity, or do you believe that main will handle it?
Yeah, we did some quick check on that, and we believe that'll handle it.
Okay.
that main C is not there, right? That's a proposed new build, right?
Right, and that would require easements and, yeah, discussion with the village, obviously, and all that stuff.
Don't you think there's an easement availability through that area?
Possibly.
I mean, we're not designing a system that we can't get to, right?
Correct. No, I think that would be obtained.
Okay.
And I don't want to throw any, I'm just going to ask, if we did do that line C, the properties that we're going through, I don't know, honestly, I don't know who they belong to or what is there, but is there a chance of development along there that by putting a sewer line there, it would help develop or be available for affordable housing or something on that order? Or is that, like I said, I apologize, I'm just looking at a bare map. I don't know what's there, but if we're going to run sewer across country, is there a possibility of development along there?
You know, that's got a lot of moving parts to it. You know, that's like zoning issues and, you know, ownership and all that stuff. But you would hope that availability of sewer through this whole route here should spur value to the property owners along the route and open up things like that, like future development or options for other things to happen.
Well, and just for the public, as a disclaimer, I do own that property, and that's why I could probably guarantee the easement. So I just want everyone to understand. And today, presently, it's ag. It's being farmed. That's fine. I just figure I better disclaim.
Do you want to develop out there, Dave? Because we could.
Well, I would tell you my wife would have a real distinct dislike to that, but I'll let her speak for herself on that one.
Oh, man. That might have been, all right.
No, that's, it's fair game because you've got to look at the whole property. She and I will be gone someday, I'm sure, and there'll be somebody else owning it. So, I mean, when you look at the project to try to pick up all the waterfront, you know, I don't know what other options are any better, I guess, at this point.
Right. We did look at, you know, we looked at it in a few different ways, and this makes sense in terms of cost and really, like I said, the alternate route interconnected to the Birch Lake sewer does add like a whole other options down the road for who knows what happens.
It's a smart idea.
That's what
so
we
we'd have the ability if we had to do a bunch of work back at the Sportsman's Club.
You could shut it down and pump it
you
back
could
through
pump
this
back
way.
This way through Birch Lake.
Because that Forest Main route to the plant now is however 40-some years old, right?
Sure.
If you had to make a repair on it, shut it down, come back through this way. Instead of being an emergency where you're dealing with pump and haul or whatever.
Or in theory, you could reverse and eliminate the Sportsman lift station altogether and make this a new route and not have two operational lift stations as another alternative too.
And I suppose, just like Aaron at Inwood, I also have a home along this route as well. So I'll make that statement as well. So I am interested in the cost of this whole project.
Well, honestly, that's what we get. We're a small area and a board that's covering, you know.
I think our board's going to be spread out in each area. Well, maybe one exception, because I know Dick's in another area where we would like to go someday. So I think sooner or later we're all going to get touched. But, I mean, I look at from a landowner's side is I know the difference in Elk Lake from the time I was a kid until now. And the ag area hasn't changed. What has changed is the homes, the size, the times that they spend there versus just a few weeks out of the year. So I know in good judgment, we know that we do have more pressure along Karen Highway. Do I think every home has a bad septic? No. But I think that it's just a good move to look at sewer.
It's our greatest resource. We've got to look at this stuff, and bad septics aren't always the reason to move forward, but you never know down the line, and it's never going to be less expensive as it is today. I mean, it only goes up from there, but we've got to look at it. Just to cover myself from now on, who owns this property?
This property is presently owned by the Veliquets, and I've only briefly spoke with them about possibility of an easement, and I think they would be interested.
This too?
Well, we could just hug the property line and then go into.
Well, that's why I was wondering about this, if they didn't want to.
Yeah, I haven't talked with those people.
All right, okay.
Karen, how big of an easement do we need? How wide?
You'd probably ask for like 20 to 25 feet, just so you can get equipment and, you know, maintain a good, comfortable working space through it.
How deep would that be? I do have that question.
The pipe?
Yeah.
Probably around 6 foot depth.
Is there any, obviously you gave us this option, is there any other option that you could think of that would be less expensive?
No, because, you know, if you look at bringing all this back through Birch Lake, you're talking about upsizing a lot of pipe there.
Yeah.
And then that pipe, you're in the roads and you're in, you know, it's not like a, yeah, this like cross-country route is as economical of laying pipe as you can do, really.
And then our lift station at the Sportsman's Club would need to be addressed as well.
If this went that way?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bigger, that's its own challenge, because the 4-inch force main from that lift station to the plant can take probably something around 200 to, what did we say?
Two to 250.
To 250 max before the frictional losses are just too much. So if this went back through that lift station, you're right there. And then there's no chance to use that for like an Inwood Harbor or anything else that was on that side of town. Without replacing
something to address at that point in time.
Yeah, or you're upsizing that pipe to a 6-inch or something.
Right.
Right.
So there would be an additional cost to upgrade that lift station.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I'm being a landowner right now. I'm questioning because I see what the cost is to run the pipe. Roughly $170,000. Is there any idea what it would cost just alone to upgrade the lift station? Just a rough idea.
Yeah, we just did that analysis on that, and we came up with a number for upgrading that lift station of around $115,000.
That wouldn't take into consideration upsizing the main.
Correct.
If we had to.
Right.
Okay. I understand.
But that 115, I didn't do sizing for if we came all the way around this rate. Mm-hmm. I did that if almost what it needs today, regardless of this expansion, it needs upsized currently, honestly. And then also if you wanted to pick up the Inwood Harbor and go out that direction, that would also trigger that being upsized. And that 115 was just enough for existing plus like an Inwood addition, not all this. So it could be more than the 115 if you came back around this way, just for a plant or a pump station upgrade.
And this is a pretty firm number because it's just pipe, correct?
Correct.
So there isn't any big surprises to happen there.
No.
With this, we don't have any additional pump stations anywhere, correct?
Correct. This is...
This, yeah, the whole thing. So, I mean, that's what you said, mm-hmm. but it's... and that's a big part of a system.
Yes.
If we were to, and not that I want to, I'm just throwing out there, if we were to come all the way down Karen Highway and hit where Herman Road is, and work with the village on their pump station and go out that way. Is there a big difference there? I mean, we look close, but on a map, you know, close is not.
Yes. So we did kind of, you know, that's obviously an option too. And we did look at that. The problem with that right now is that lift station doesn't have the capacity to take all this either. So now you're...
They were going to have to do something anyway, so that would be a joint...
A joint, right.
Right.
So for us, estimating what that looked like is hard for us to do, you know, without having a deeper conversation with the village and talking about what their future demand is in there and...
We'd still have the pipe up Herman Road, though, to pay for, correct?
Not if we went with C, right?
Not if we went with C.
Oh.
But see, what I'm talking about is not going with C and coming all the way down and then going up.
Into that, with that existing, well, if that existing pipe has a capacity, I don't know what size that is, but...
The pipe on Herman Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, right. So that would be, if you want to go that route, then we'll have to open up that conversation with the village and...
Right. See, but we're looking at options, so that's why I'm throwing
exactly
things out,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yep.
And these would all be, for lack of a better term, grinder pump type, like what we're using at Birch Lake?
Correct.
Is there any rough idea of what the cost on a unit per site, just the equipment, might look like?
Well,
yeah, I didn't go back and dig that out.
Yeah, I would say something around $7,500.
For the tank, the pump?
For the pump package installed, yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I had $3,500 in my mind from...
Yeah, for the pump package, to purchase the pump package, right?
All right.
And then you got to disconnect from your tank and install this one and...
Into it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. You might... $35 might be a pump panel replacement around Birch Lake. But
okay,
here they need to purchase a
they
full
have
pump
to have
basin,
everything.
Everything. Yeah. And abandonment of existing tanks and all that.
Aaron, your 66 units, you know, I just start glancing at this thing. I see 12, 41, 25, 50, another 10. How did the count? I mean, 66 into 655,000 is a great number. 10 grand a unit, it perfect.
Yeah.
For the profile from before, it works great.
Right.
Aren't you sure there aren't more than 66 serviced by the pipe from Williams Road to the end of your proposed D?
No, I actually hope there are more, but we just wanted to take a conservative look at it and just say, you know, without digging into like tax maps and who's got what going on, there hopefully there would be more, but we don't want to oversell it either.
Oh, yeah, well, it looks like there's more than 100 if you just take the plats that are there, not even divisible or connections.
Yeah, and then, like, say, like Wandawood, you're going to assign them 12 or something, I mean,
yeah,
whatever they're going to end up being, so.
So, all in, your number's somewhere around 600,000.
No. So, what we're talking about here is cost to compare routes.
Mm-hmm.
So an all-in type thing where you have services and you're ready to hook up is more than the 600.
Well, not the hook up, just the pipe.
Yeah, just the pipe, right. Okay.
I mean, we haven't went to the landowner yet, but just what does all this entail for the total price?
Okay, so I guess let me just step back one level here and clarify. So, you know, we identified 66 lots in there. The purpose of this isn't really to get this down to a cost per homeowner connection type
no
thing. So what we're talking about, yeah, we think to get the main in this configuration is somewhere around the 650 all in.
That's with zero services from
right
the main to the property.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm just
yeah
trying to get my mind around what is there, because I know you've got easements and all this stuff to go through and
right
all that. That's why I was trying to figure out just a project cost.
Right, and that's why, so you can look at C, this route, this new route to the plant and say, okay, that's 171,000. So if you take that out, now you got 171,000 to go talk to the village about upgrading their lift station or upgrading the pipe between Birch Lake or, you know, or if the people south of there dropped out, then the northern
yeah
project would be something like this. Or if the people on the north didn't want to go, you know, however, just trying to put into segments so that you could look at options based on interest.
Well, this total project, you know, to me, if we only have 66 even, but I'm kind of in Dick's camp, I feel we've got maybe some more than that. But, and to your point, that would be great. That would just help out each landowner.
Right.
So there's a possibility, and I know it's early, but it's a possibility we could work this thing around. More hookups to where it's, we're looking at 15, possible to get it to that 15 grand range for some, you know, all in.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad, you know, stab at an estimated cost for it, right?
Well, and I understand, too, he's probably trying to crowd it a little bit conservatively, a little higher, just so we can, because I remember our last bidding exercises. I don't want to be quite that tight. That was...
No, sure, but if we're figuring it with just the 60, you're going to have 10 grand a person, 7,500, yep. Right, for a hookup, what kind of right. A rough guess, so you're at 17,500, get a few more units, get actual bids in. Mm-hmm. It's not unreasonable for you to get to that 15.
No, it seems reasonable. I'm with this amount,
I know it's early. I'm just,
this amount of pipe, I'm kind of surprised because I can see by saving the lift station, it offsets a lot.
Right, that's right.
That's what I caught out of this. I mean, that's why I was, maybe I'm asking redundant questions, but I keep looking at it thinking, well, there's something not, you know, you're running a lot of pipe on this one.
Right. But this is basically just getting the main in.
Yeah.
So then, you know, you've got services and...
But when you compare our last project, it was what, around 450? Maple Harbor?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. We didn't run very much pipe.
No, but you...
We had a lift station.
You had a lift station, and you had the same kind of thing where you had a section on Williams that didn't have any connections. And then where you were putting the gravity sewer in, you had very tight, high-density work going on. Where here, you're probably drilling a lot of this right down the right-of-way and getting big, long shots with, you know, not a lot of stuff in the way.
You know, at first glance, the C option makes a lot of sense to me. Now, if we were, but you got to, you know, not knowing a whole lot, if we did go down to Herman Road, I suppose if they upgraded that, would you still be able to use the Birch Lake bypass for that? And maybe, you know what I mean? I guess there's a lot you guys look at it, know about that, but I don't know about what size is there. But I mean, I love the idea of being able to come back the other route.
Yeah.
If we had to.
Yeah, whether you came C or back to an interconnection at Herman Road with the village, to be able to pull Birch Lake back this way is again dependent on the size of that lift station and the pipe on Herman. But you have an interconnection, so.
And Dorrance, I need my memory refreshed. This connection system and grinder pump and control panel that was such a hot topic of discussion here a couple of years ago, when you put that in, does the installing township put that in, and then the ownership and the maintenance of that becomes the homeowner, or is that the homeowner's responsibility from the get-go on a new construction project? I wasn't around in 88 when that went down.
Well, I think on this project, and correct me where I'm wrong, Aaron, but it would be the homeowner's responsibility to get it to the main.
Yeah, that's kind of been the model, but you could do it, depending on how all this got financed and how the project came together, it could be that part of their connection, you supplied a panel and pump package to them as part of their financed package or their assessment or however, you know.
Put that in the project like we had done.
To help offset upfront cost to an owner. You know, there's options for how you could deal with that.
So then, if we put it in, do we own it and maintain it?
I was going to say, with good language in whatever it is that states.
Yeah. Real good
that
language.
After this, it belongs to them, and the township does not own it.
Because we're walking right back down the same road we just walked out of.
I think the language is there before. I think it was the implementation all the way back.
It was the interpretation and the, and what we actually did, or they did.
I think the cleanest deal is to offer a package.
Right, as part of their quote-unquote tap fee, you provide them the pump and the panel, but they go and they install it.
It's done. I mean, is that what you...
It's theirs, you know. Or you just let them buy it, and, you know, it just depends on how, what the flavor of the people along the route, how they want to do it, and, you know, what you guys decide to do.
You know, what would be nice, and I'm not saying anything negative about our past excavator, but what would have been nice is if he would have had a package program for Maple Harbor that was a little more reality, so that, well, I'll just use myself. On that line, I would probably, let's just say it's Matt's, whomever's out there, I'd probably contact whomever's there, because we're going to have to be bored, I'm guessing. So you're going to have somebody bore it, so I would arrange my own facility or my own setup, but I would like to have a package that everybody's using, so they're kind of similar to purchase from, you know, and I would certainly trust that these guys come up with a package that makes sense.
What's nice about offering it as part of the project, and everybody gets this as part of their tap fee,
point.
They're all the same, and you can take the markup out of it and help the people out.
You get a bulk purchase on it.
Yeah, you get a bulk purchasing and take the markup, contractor markup, out of the actual pump package. You know, it's a win for the customer.
I wouldn't be opposed either way, honestly. I know what a septic field costs. So, I mean, this all seems to be reasonable to me. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but if I have to upgrade my septic field, it's going to be all of that.
Yeah, but let's say this thing boils out to a nice round number, like Aaron said, 15 grand, amortized over 20. It's not an imposition, and everything is done and completed and ready to go. If we get the wording right, then the homeowner owns and maintains the lift equipment and mechanical equipment that we put in. When we're done and signed off on it, it's theirs.
Yeah, we've sold it to them is how it would be.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. We've sold it to them, and that's in their sewer district assessment fee that goes for however long we choose to amortize it.
No, that sounds reasonable to me. I mean, I think it's a great plan.
I'm going to ask another dumb question, evidently. So for C, can that be gravity?
No.
Can't be gravity with pressure coming into it?
No, because we're tying into the 4-inch force main, which is under pressure. So what we do will be competing with the Sportsman Club pump package there at their station. So it's going to have to be tied and designed so that this one wouldn't like overwhelm and force their pumps to shut off at the Sportsman Club if they're both running at the same time.
Okay.
And if you wanted, you know, one of the other options we didn't put in here, but you could have the lift station out at on C at the end by Cairn Highway, where people have something pumps to there and then you pump it in. But
that,
it just
now
seems
we're
redundant.
Adding to the cost. I understand that. I was just wondering if that, you know, it'd be a good transmission main for the future. That C, instead of making it a small pressure-sized pipe, that would be a good transmission main if we were to do anything further down the line and not have to change out that length of pipe for that. But I don't understand how the pump stations work, so that's fine. Like I said, I thought I'd throw it out and ask.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had a little discussion with Aaron and Brad earlier on my own personal system, because I have a two-tank system, because I have to pump out to the road now presently to take my effluent out. Because I said, well, geez, can't I just use my tanks and, you know, put a pump in it? And, you know, I got that funny look from him that, well, you know, you got old tanks, you got concrete tanks. Wouldn't you rather have something that is actually sealed? And I got thinking about it, you know, it is kind of senseless to try to salvage the old system, because you're repairing the fields. And I know our tanks have been in there 40 years, which I'm sure they're fine, but I would prefer just to get rid of the whole mess and clean it up with one simple program.
And that's a cool idea.
Yeah, I'm personally not afraid of the grinder system, because I kind of have one right now that I've been dealing with a screen and all the good stuff. So at least from my aspect, I'm not afraid of it. You know, the other part is, just to be honest, I'm 60 years old, and if those pumps last as long as they did at Birch Lake, I won't be worrying about it.
Somebody else will be. Next owner does.
So I'm not too worried, but, and it makes sense. I mean, I understand. I would like to have the gravity. There's no question. But I just see with the elevations there, we're not going to get there.
Oh, no. That's not good. Dorrance, don't you also think that remaining autonomous separate from the village is a good position to take, so that we're not, you know, coming down and using a village line where we have the constant you know, interaction? We run our program, they run their program.
Well, I guess I'll answer it in a different way. We have one meter station here at the plant. We have one deal on the affluent, and we'll have to have another one. Yeah, I would like to have ours in all new system and going through, you know, a meter. We'd have to put a meter down here at some point to separate. So we're going to have to duplicate meters. Correct me if I'm wrong, but
if you do Route C, you're using the same meter you already have.
Yeah, yep. We're going in and tapping. But if we went in and went up with the village, we'd have to have a meter potentially down there as well. And I kind of have an idea what that costs. I just don't think it'll be feasible, because we're going to have to upgrade the lift station and upgrade, from what I'm understanding, some pipe. But we've got this additional expense right here to get to our pipe. And when you consider that against the lift station or a metering station point or any of the above or upsizing anything, I just think, I mean, certainly you can do the analysis, and if I'm wrong, it's fine. But I think you're going to be hard to beat that number.
So if we do the projection C, that goes through, that it comes behind the metering system that now meters Birch Lake and Maple Harbor.
Right, we'd tie into the 4-inch before it comes into their building.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
See, I'm going to be the Woody Wrights on this deal, because I want to keep the cost as minimal as I can.
Yeah.
One way or another.
You start tying in with the village system, which it is a possibility. But you're taking on the responsibility and ownership of a whole other lift station, which has ongoing long-term cost, and then you're utilizing their pipe, which will have some associated cost. And this piece of pipe up there, you put it in, it's close to maintenance-free as you're going to get. You never got to touch it.
I know we've got at least 40 years, and that's all I'm worried about right now. Right, Woody?
And you're utilizing existing metering equipment, tie-in, you've got the separation, like Dick's talking about, that it's complete disconnect with one pipe. So there's a lot of benefit to it.
I just wish the township had $171,000 to put that piece in without that being part of this project.
Yeah.
Because that makes a lot of sense and helps the whole system and you know, covers our route both ways.
But Shelley, with that said, I mean, even if we use Aaron's 66, you're still right within what we've been doing for per unit sewer installation budgeting.
Right.
If it stays within that $10,000 and $15,000 range, that pipe gives us so much more flexibility.
Well, it does.
And it amortizes over. Everybody has to pay for that system that's covered in this new district. I don't think you're going to get any pushback on that.
There is one other thing. We would have to obtain an easement, I'm assuming, on Spirea.
Is that a private road? Yeah, so that's kind of, you know, that's its own little piece. So if there wasn't interest and they didn't want to grant the easement, you take E out of it.
Yeah. Although, that being said, those are the ones that right along the water that is our goal to.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Yeah, hopefully they would see the value and want to grant an easement and connect.
I've been approached by a couple folks along the water that are interested. I'm not sure to the level, you know, just as far as to talk about it. simply because either they're upgrading their home, building a new one, or whatever, they're interested in sewer. And we'll see, you know, what, how this is responded to. Because obviously, we didn't get a great response in Inwood Harbor. So I'm, you know, hopeful that we would get a good response here, but you never know. It's, it is an additional cost, but, you know, if you know what a sewer or a septic field costs, I think this makes a lot of sense. Is there any other questions for Aaron or Brad?
So, in my mind, the idea of this meeting was so that we'd have a clue mm-hmm. what some options were and get a consensus on it so that maybe now we can share with all the people that might be along that route. But to do that, we still need to, we're going to have some engineering that's going to have to be done, so we're going to have to pay that out of our budget as a preliminary thing. If the project goes, it can be rolled in, but otherwise, we're spending that money, which is a viable cost for us. I mean, that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. So based on that, we can ask them mm-hmm. for the information that we're going to need so that we can now be intelligent about what we're presenting to the property owners.
No, and I feel that's part of the township board's responsibility to take on projects and at least offer. We can't, we shouldn't go out or can't go out really and force any project, but I think something like this, if we can offer our assistance, put the project together, I think that's part of our responsibility of the township, being that we're basically pretty much circled in water. So, I mean, as long as the board's comfortable with that, you know, I think we could move forward and at least come up with something like we did at Inwood Harbor for a presentation and at least see what kind of feedback we get. It might not be good.
What's your soft cost estimate? I know I hate people that do that, you know, wing a number. That would, we would have to pay out if the thing for you guys' time, if it just does not go. In other words, we get an Inwood Harbor type situation where they just don't want it. How much?
Right, so you're talking about getting something together that you could like hand out and have a public hearing.
Well, or we'd have to have two public meetings,
yep.
I guess.
Yeah. So basically use this. Do you want to look deeper into like how many properties you're talking about?
Yeah, because that's the first question.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody is.
So you want like a total
minute, what
project?
What is it going to cost me? Yeah, and I'd like to have a, you know, with Inwood Harbor, we did the best we could. We said it's going to cost around this. That's how much the other system cost. But this is spread out, so and doesn't have the density. So, yeah, I'd like to be able to say it looks like it might be, you know, $16,000 per home or something on that order. But this is what you'd get. I'd like to just have a...
Yeah, we could drill down a little closer on the property count. I think it would be number one.
Yeah.
Number two, try to firm up as much as we can the pricing, because I know it's on a kind of a moving scale all the time.
Right.
And then with that, our format's been usually to do a couple of meetings.
Right.
So we'd need that.
Right. And would it be presenting basically this, or would you have other options shown? No,
I
just
think
this.
I like this.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's what this meeting was for, is for us to get on board.
Yeah, and say this is what makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, but I think Shelley's also saying that this is out of pocket if the project doesn't go. It's soft cost that we have to get out of Mike's budget.
We haven't asked Mike yet, so let's just keep moving.
But he's listening, so he's.
I think he's singing songs in his head right now. He's not.
Gonna roll out the printing press again.
but I agree with Dorrance. I mean, this isn't our obligation. This is what we do. This is why we're here. We have, if it costs us 10 grand or whatever Aaron's estimate is, and they say no, we at least tried and did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't want to be accused of not offering, because we do have a sewer. What I keep saying over and over, as much as we may or may not like it, we do have the access to a sewer plant. A lot of communities don't.
Right.
I mean, that's something that I think is really a pretty good asset.
And not to make this more convoluted than than I've already done today. We've got other areas in the township.
Yes.
In the back of our minds that are going to need this or that we want to offer it to. And is it, you know, for instance, the other side of town, which creates a whole nother situation, but what if we were to attack them all at one time? Or not all, but maybe two projects, different locations, get better bids from contractors. That would be enough that we could go out better for financing from the state or from rural development, something like that. I mean, what's your thoughts on that? Is that complicating for us and for you a situation if we were to say, okay, this looks good now, can you give us a view of Clearwater Point near Spencer Bay where we've heard there's plenty of stuff going on? Like I said, I know that'll
stuff
take...
Stuff going on. Yeah. I like that.
That's good.
There's stuff, yeah. But sometimes bigger projects are better projects.
Right.
And you've got more people.
You know...
What about that? Am I complicating this?
No, not to me. What do you fellows think?
So make it a 200-unit project that goes that way and in that way, so to speak.
Yes.
Then you're managing one time, you're doing one project, you've got one set of overheads, yeah?
You've got probably better bids, bigger contractors.
Yep, it does make sense.
It'd be different districts, but you could do the funding mechanisms.
Right.
The only thing I would say, and I support that, I would say I would like to get a little feeling on this one before we get into the other one, just in case we're not spinning our wheels and hit them, you know, just kind of work one and then get the other, because we could put them both together for funding, I assume. I mean,
or for contracting, separate districts. Put it out as a package deal.
Yeah.
But the same amount of work is going to go through on this end,
mm-hmm.
On our board end with meetings. Right. That's what I'm shooting for, the person sending the mailings and taking the calls. Just saying.
Yeah, it becomes an eternal sewer job because every year you go through the same program, the same mailings, the same meetings, and then the next time you do the same thing over again. If you do two or three of them together, perfect.
Yeah, and if we could get support for them, it would make sense to do them all together. Well,
we look back at our two engineers that are well,
how is the plant capacity going to affect all this you're talking about?
Pardon me?
How is the sewer plant capacity?
Well, we kind of know what the number is, so we're going to work with that.
Yeah, they've told us they have like 450 or some RUs available.
First come, first serve, Bill.
First come, first serve, correct. Yeah.
And that's part of the process we're trying to work through, honestly, is, you know, we know what the capacity is, or we're told what the capacity is. So, you know, the ones that want to get in should acknowledge it and have the opportunity. Because if we don't give them the offer, it's kind of shame on us, because there isn't, well, there's a certain capacity now, and then there'll be a refine, and then a rebuild, and then there'll be some more capacity, but it'll come with a different...
A higher cost.
Higher cost, so... I think it's our job to at least try to get the word out to the township people, because the ones who want to do it should do it.
Village makes more money if they're processing more.
Correct.
Unit. I mean, if it's running at capacity, it's running efficient. Now, if it's running at half capacity, it's still got the same cost.
Right.
Per se. I mean, maybe a little bit less, but.
Yeah, in theory, every new user should help everybody.
Right.
Even
all
the existing customers and new, you know.
That is the theory.
Yep, that's the theory.
But just for round numbers, I mean, if you take, say there's 70, 80 here, you go down south and along Elk Lake Road south, you've got another 100, you know, and then you go to the other side to 31, there's another 100 and some out there. I mean, I think we're going to get close, you know, but there's going to be a few that don't make it, because if that 400 stays the same and with Milton coming in, you know, the music stops, the chairs are empty or full. I mean, that's right. Going to be the problem. So that's why I want to try to get through our hot spots first. And I would say, to Shelley's point, Elk Lake Road South is, we're seeing and hearing things there that
there's stuff going on.
Yep, stuff. And it should be probably dealt with in the future soon.
you know, the other nice thing about doing it sooner than later is the plant upgrade is relatively new. So what the village has been doing is when they sell you the REUs, you have like a debt catch-up. So if you come in now at the front end, the upfront cost to people catching up is only like $500, right? If you wait another 5, 6, 7 years, now you're paying an upfront of, you know, 2,000 or some other, you know. It is nice in that regard to keep the upfront cost down too, coming in on the early end of their plant debt. Just as a sidebar.
It just makes sense. The longer we wait, the more it's going to cost. And we still have some control over it. I mean, we're one of the only states, which I spent a little time with some people from the state this week, we're one of the only states that doesn't have a water plan where they actually could mandate sewers. And I mean, I would kind of like to get ahead of that. As a landowner, I would like to get ahead of that. So, I mean, because I think it's possible it's going to happen in Michigan.
You would have thought Michigan would have been one of the first ones on board on that.
Yeah, he would. I mean, it really, I can't say it enough. We do have an option by having a sewer plant sitting right in the middle of our township. So.
So next steps?
Well, is the board okay with this plan, number one, just for a reap?
Yes.
I think it's very well done. Okay. First go around. Yep.
Is the board comfortable in moving forward in scheduling a public meeting hearing to propose this plan?
I am. Yes.
Okay. Mikey? I'm not asking. Shelly?
I just want to know what this is going to.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Aaron's numbers so we can see how Mike reacts.
I thought
I'm
looking at
him. I'm waiting for
one abstention.
Who's gonna come first there on that one?
One abstention's for
you. I just got out of the hospital from one calf. I don't need another one.
You want to spend money. Mike turns you off.
That's right. I'm trying. I try to keep him close. I shut his mic off so he won't hear it. No. So what I would then ask for is a point where could we talk about a meeting time or a, I don't know, what number one would you need for time to prepare for one meeting?
Yeah, so I think we're in pretty good shape with what we got here to move it forward to the next discussion level. You know, you got the holidays and all this stuff coming up. I mean, are you thinking you want to do this in January, or are you thinking later?
So you'd be ready by late January, mid-January?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, we could be ready end of January.
So late January, first part of February. How does that
sound? The problem with that, Dorrance, is that all these people here, I mean, not all, but I bet you 60% of these people aren't around.
Well, let's put it this way. If we went for one then, because with the Inwood Harbor, we did two.
A winter one and a season one, seasonal?
Like in farming, Dick, I'm always told it's too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry.
Too windy.
I mean, whenever we do it, it won't be right.
But if that first mailing that we do is the information and the plan, then people can digest it and read it, and no matter where they are, with contact information for questions, and then, you know, we can talk to people here, say in February, and have the next one, you know, in May or June.
Yeah, that's my thinking.
Shelly, can you put record Edward and all the meeting in February and put it on the internet so people?
It's always like that. Okay. And as a matter of fact,
get information indirectly then.
Right.
See it, hear it.
And this will be on. So I mean.
This will be on.
Are you recording?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant this.
So, I mean, we have Dick, Aaron, Mike, any of you guys, February first part. Shelly, what's your flavor? I know we have a board meeting on the 10th.
No, the 11th.
The 11th. Yeah,
unless you're moving them to Monday.
No, sorry. No. Oh, you're right.
The 12th, I will be here for the 12th.
Okay. Could we plan something on February 12th? Does anybody object?
Is that Tuesday?
Wednesday.
So Wednesday? You don't want to do it like right after our other meeting? We have people here?
I'm good with that. We could do it all on Tuesday.
That's fine, me.
I mean, we could have our people here and get our peeps here.
The peeps?
Yeah.
What time of the day would we want to do that?
Well, if we did it Wednesday, it'd be different. But if we did it Tuesday, yeah, 11 o'clock would be good.
Or do you want to go later in the afternoon? I mean, I'm just asking for people.
Well, I'm thinking.
Everybody's here.
Are you talking Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, because people will be here for the 9 o'clock. Don't make them.
Do you have any?
Go get lunch or anything.
Planning commission meetings or something going on?
Very good question.
Yeah, we might have. I'm not positive on that.
I don't know what their schedule is.
They don't have them at 11 o'clock in the morning, do they?
You have
they
one
have
on
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
The 12th, Woody? I should know this. Do you guys have a ZBA that day?
Not aware of one at this point.
Okay. So
I haven't heard of a case yet.
But it would be 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any other conflict.
Library's not going to be here, are they?
The library is here at 5 o'clock on the 13th.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I would say is, do we want to do it toward evening with the idea of people coming later or not? I mean, just asking the question.
That's a smart idea, and if we do that, I think Wednesday would probably be.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter. But
whichever. If I were, since.
Yeah.
If I were to propose 5 o'clock Tuesday, does that make sense to anyone?
If we're going to do it in the evening, I would propose later, because okay. If I'm working, I don't get out till 5 anyway, and now you still cut them out.
Yeah.
What time? 6?
6.
Okay. 6 o'clock Tuesday. Does that work?
What date was that?
February 11th.
February 11th.
Yes.
That ad for you guys?
No, that'd be fine.
February, what was the time?
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
February 11th.
9 o'clock is the board meeting. 6 o'clock that evening is the
super. You guys are okay with that, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So officially we have a meeting on February 11th at 6 p.m. for a public hearing on
an informational
meeting on a Karen Highway sewer project. Everyone agreed?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Anything further? I mean, any other questions on this proposal? Mike, we won't let you add it up yet. We'll give you the final later.
It's a good thing you got a fresh supply of cash on me.
If you could get back with us with some rough idea of what the cost might be, just for our purposes.
We will. We'll get you a proposal for.
Well, I'm going to want help with the mailing, period.
Yeah.
I mean, the information to put in it,
yeah.
So that'd be.
Sure.
If that's all right.
And then maybe, I don't know what your thoughts are, but people like, well, you'll have them up on a board. I was going to say maybe we ought to have some smaller, shrunk versions for the meeting itself.
A handout type thing?
Yeah, that we can hand out. Any other suggestions, ideas? Okay, we'll move on.
Can we shoot alcohol?
As much as I'd like to, no.
I can make that motion.
I'm not going to be part of that one. We'll move on to the additional report, Sportsman's Lift report, station report.
Let Brad take this one.
Yeah.
Hey, so, he's gotten right to the bottom of it.
He's been to the bottom of it.
He's been there. So we did get the opportunity to get A1 back out there and go ahead and further clean that drop pipe. So. And that was a good call. We had a little flow when we opened it, and you know, we're like, it might not be bad, it seems to be flowing all right. they utilized and got down in there once they got their system set up, and they have a smaller hand jetter they could hand feed in there, so he'd reached in the pipe and fed it down into that drop tube, and he started pushing and jetting, and it was a solid slug, full diameter pipe, about 3 foot long, total blockage. I couldn't get my camera out in time, but I recall the gentleman say, "Boy, haven't seen that before." So it was severely plugged, but we got that addressed and cleaned out, and they, you know, sucked things back out, cleaned it up. So that was a good call. During that time, I was able to take a couple extra photos and whatnot, the best I could, and just try to visually look down the pumps and the piping coming up. And we pumped out, once they had left, we had pumped out the valve vault, which was full of water, got that all cleaned out and entered that, went through and cycled all those valves. And I was being told that none of the valving worked there. Well, to our surprise, it got in there, all the valving worked just fine. So it's functioning, you know, the bypass pumping valve, it shut and reopened, and then there's two smaller valves to each pump, both shut and then reopened. So all that seemed fine. Getting back to the actual lift station though, the drop pipe, even when we were there, the guy getting lowered into it just slightly bumped one of the guide rails, and it come disconnected and kind of leaned off to the side. Heavy corrosion on the drop pipes, and heavy corrosion on the actual discharge pipes that are inside the lift station. And the tank itself looked to be in good condition. No concrete, you know, there didn't appear to be infiltration, water leaking, any cracking, anything like that. So the structure itself looked good. The hatch looked good. It really came down to age. I was not able to track down the age of what your replacements were. The word was always thrown around that there's a lightning strike and it's all new out there. New is 8-10 years old from some of the literature I could find. So I don't know if that's new in my mind. It's probably, you know, halfway through its life expectancy, I would imagine. Ultimately, it came down to the capacity issue of that lift station being the biggest concern. So the way it's functioning now, there's nothing to really trigger any immediate need for, you know, replacement or fixing. That guide rail could be resecured, but it's still functioning properly. The pumps, we could do another drawdown and maybe look at it, maybe if we're passing by or something one day, but they appeared and sounded like they're operating fine. Problem with that is there's only so much drawdown we can get in that, so we can only run it for so long, and we run out of effluent to be able to pump. So, you know, we were limited to how much pump down we could do and test the actual pump capacity. I guess to summarize it all, I think the lift station is functioning fine. It's in fairly decent condition. No immediate need, but there is capacity issues based on what we were told early on during the Maple Harbor expansion and doing all this Milton expansion. It was always relayed to us what its pumping capacity was. And the more I dug into it during the Milton Township permitting process, you know, we were not getting any information and getting incorrect information. So now we went through this process and determined kind of where it's at for a pumping rate. It appears that it's, you know, substantially less than what we were told back in the Maple Harbor expansion time. So capacity could be a potential issue. And that's all based on theoretical flows. There's nothing that indicates that it has been overwhelmed or that it's backed up or had any capacity issues, but according to theoretical data used for the design, it would be undersized, and it should be, you know, upgraded in capacity sizing. one of our recommendations was to do some long-term data gathering. I talked to, I believe it's Nathan, the new plan operator, and he's gone through and seems to be much more involved in data collection. He's developed spreadsheets and collects data daily, I believe, on that flow meter that comes from all their flow meters, but in particular one concerning us, the Sportsman flow meter coming into the plant. So if he's collecting that data, and I'm sure they were collecting the data, it's just they didn't have it digitally. It probably got filed. It probably got put away. Trying to find it would be the challenge. But he's putting everything digital format now, so it'd be easy available. So he can continue to do that. That data would be good. And run times, I think they do once a week on the pump run times. You know, get that data. And then one other thought that we had was do level log monitoring in the actual lift station. So then we could see kind of flows, how that lift station responds to peak flow conditions, whether it's spring melt or, you know, 4th of July, big weekends. Try to get an idea what that lift station, how it's responding at a hourly rate, or even some of these level loggers, you can do, you know, 5 or 10 minute rates and kind of get an idea of what its true peak capacity is. And then that would help, you know, going forward with any type of design changes that have to be done out there. But what we know today, it is undersized.
When you say undersized, we're going to be able to, capacity-wise, handle what we have, including the Milton move right now, correct?
Right. So that's gone through and it's gotten permitted. And there's, like I said, there's no signs that it's ever had capacity issues. But all the flow data that we're using is all theoretical, because we have no real data showing what's actually going on out there for flows.
So can you capture the flow data going forward?
Right. That's one of the things we're trying to do, and we're hoping Nathan at the plant with good data collecting can provide that going forward. But there's other tools we could do as far as like the level loggers and collect data. They just sit there and they collect data constantly every few minutes. You retrieve those devices and upload all that information, then you can kind of see what's going on at a continuous, you know, time frame.
Do you think that it would be seasonal, probably, if we're hitting peak, it would be a seasonal issue, or is it, you think we have problems?
No, it'd be for sure a seasonal issue. Okay. Your peak time periods, your big holiday weekends, or melt, you know, you got to assume that there's probably some infiltration or some individuals pumping in the system that's going to trigger some sort of peak flows.
I mean, do you have any idea what the capacity is, just in from what you see there? Do you have any idea what it's capable of running?
So the way capacity is calculated, it's based on one pump running. So we did a drawdown, and I believe I know what pumps are in there. We weren't able to get all the way down, get at the bottom, and find the tags on the pumps. I reached out to pump suppliers who I believe supplied those pumps. They didn't have information on them as well, but they have supplied that pump that I believe it is to the village. It's just a matter of is it in that lift station? So taking that and assuming I know what pumps they are, and then also the limited drawdown that we did, it looks like it's probably in that 70 to 90 gallons per minute range.
Not that that makes a big difference to me.
Say it.
I just, but you have an idea where it could be at, and that's with one pump. So the second pump activates, obviously, when it's not maintaining.
Right.
Now, I've also understood the second pump is a backup pump in a sense.
Right.
So what happens when we're getting up to maximum on both? Is there such a thing as a backup at that point or not?
No, that's why your peak flow or peak capacity is designed and calculated with just one pump. You never take into account both pumps running in the design.
Okay.
So both pumps running, yes, you could be exceeding your actual or the theoretical capacity of the system, but you have your second pump operating helping with that.
Okay. Dick, Aaron, you guys are the specialists on this stuff.
No, I understand what he's saying. Now that we have control over that lift station, I think we're way better off than we have been in years past.
I mean, part of this was just trying to find out where we're at today and then, you know, map it, you know where we're at, know where we need to be, kind of know some of the issues, and I feel like we got a good handle on that.
I always hate to ask this question, but is there anything else we need to figure out on this system? I mean,
no, that was the only hang up the entire time because we didn't have access to it and all of our data relied on, well, third party. Yeah. So, and that's what we went with early on, but the more we get involved and now taking over, kind of having more access to that and looking at it more in depth, that's how all this stuff come about.
You mentioned the drop pipes. Is there any concern there or something that needs to be done preventatively?
If you get that system pumped, you know, regularly, once a year, once every 18 months, something like that, that should kind of eliminate that. What happened is it probably had some buildup over time, and then when jetting a line, you've brought more of that stuff into that pipe, and it just kind of was kind of the last straw that really blocked it off. But if you're constantly out there maintaining, cleaning that lift station, that's going to help minimize having to get down in there and actually clean that pipe itself.
So you're suggesting that we go out, I'm assuming, to pump or test each year?
I would, budget-wise, assume you're going to do it once a year. We can go out there, a normal inspection, kind of take a look at it and see, you know, something like that. Maybe the village, they are in the position where they could do it for a lot less dollars than what you could go to A1 and do it for. If you could get them on a system where they could go out once a year, pump it, take care of the things, and then pass it through as a cost, it wouldn't be a big cost just to have it annually done.
We can certainly try, but being that it was about 16 months to get this done, I would like to have something on a yearly basis.
Right.
Board's thoughts?
I think we need to maintain the maintenance. Yeah. It's just the writing's on the wall there.
Well, my guess is it hasn't been pumped in quite some time.
Yeah, I'm not sure when the last time it was physically pumped. We did get the village out there, was a year, almost 2 years ago. They finally, I think it was 2 years ago, coming up this spring, they did get out there and pump it down when we had asked. But it was getting out there to do jetting of the line and doing a follow-up and cleaning that lift station. We worked on that for a long time, 12 months or so. Finally, we went a different direction. But prior to that, it had been a long time. I'm sure it had been pumped over the years. I just don't know the records.
I mean, there's too much grease. They have to pump it. You
know? Yeah.
Well, would the board be comfortable in, let's just put it on our calendar as having performance, whomever, A1 or the village, try to get it pumped each fall? Is that something we could all live with?
Is fall or spring a better time to address that?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Yeah, any time when you're not in your main use, you know, whether you did spring or fall.
Well, the only reason I said fall is because obviously you've just done it, so I was thinking a year. But I mean, if it's better in the spring, it makes sense to maintain it. I don't know if we really need a motion, but if we can.
Yeah, right. I just kind of, for Mike's purposes, that's something I think he should just have in a budget every year as lift station, or expected anyways.
Did you get that, Mike? One more addition.
What kind of numbers should Mike be using?
I didn't see the invoice that came through for the initial pumping. This last one came through our office, but it had confined space entry, and it was more involved. But I would assume if you had $2,000, $2,500 for each pumping, it maybe more. Mike, I think, did get the invoice for when we had that done back in October 2nd, I believe.
That's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, we can check that. We'll verify that.
Yeah.
I'll have to go upstairs in a mattress and get some out and get down.
But isn't that paid for out of the fee, the reserve fees that we have for the maintenance of that system?
I have a line item.
The Maple Harbor Birch Lake system.
Township sewer line, I have a line item for maintenance.
Right, everybody is on this paying a reserve amount, a small $3 or $4, right? That is for that specific purpose.
Well, and then also, not to jump off the system, but going back, let's go back to Maple Harbor. Is that something we should be looking at there?
It will need pumped at some point, yes. I've stopped out there, you know, about and look at it every other month, say, the actual open up the hatch and look down in there. And it looks good so far, and we're, what, a year and a half into it, it still looks good.
Well, what my thoughts are, if we're doing one, would it make sense to do them both?
Do them both.
Yeah, could, yeah.
At least budget it that way. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think it's not going to cost a lot more to do the other one.
Right.
When all they're there. The board comfortable with that?
Yes.
I didn't see your head nod, Shelley.
Actually, it's good to know we're going to come up to budgets in another 2 months. Yep. And we'll just know when we're doing our sewer budget. Actually, we'll maybe just touch base with you guys and make sure that we've got things covered that we're going to need for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because I don't think, and if I'm going from recall, there wasn't really anything else that you'd identified, that tank, but also maybe a cleaning again, or...
Oh, from the lines themselves, the jetty?
Yeah.
Yeah, those should be good for a number of years.
Okay.
Now that they came through with their heavy jetter and were able to be sucking out the lift station at the same time, those lines got a great cleaning, and they're probably going to be fine for a number of years.
Okay, good. Well, then if it's just a matter of these two tanks, it's a maintenance program. I mean, just...
Don't we annually develop a price per customer?
It's done in February.
For the total fee?
Yeah, February.
February.
We analyze the bill, and then we make adjustments if necessary, and then it goes 30 days after that. So it goes into effect on April 1st, which is our fiscal year.
But we need to take into consideration what they just said. And we got two main, we're now up to speed and up to maintainability. So we need to reflect that in a reserve position.
If Brad, would you recap what we have done out there with the painting and all the other things? Because we have done quite a bit out there.
Yeah, you've done a lot of great things out there. And I think you're in a great position going forward, where everything's caught up. We've pressure tested most, I think all but one section of the Birch Lake system. We've, you know, exercised most all those valves around that Birch Lake system. We've done some camera work on that gravity section of pipe that's been jetted twice now. We replaced one of the structures. We've had all those structures and the gravity section there relined and coated. So all that section of pipe should be in great shape for a number of years. We went through and just cycled all the valving in the valve vault and had that structure cleaned out. The pumps, based on the information I have, you know, like I said, everything out there is operating fine. There's no real big need to make any corrective action out there. I think just maybe planning for the next lightning strike if it was to happen, or, you know, any odd thing to happen that would come up and trigger something for emergency action. Just kind of had that plan in place. But the system as a whole, I think, is in great shape. We've addressed that force main line. I've got out there and walked that down, did another inspection, just kind of looking for any, you know, signs. Everything looks fine. So I think the system in a whole has been thoroughly looked over, and any neglect that's maybe happened or just maintenance type issues have been addressed.
Yeah, and we've cleared the right away, and you did some brush kill this year as well.
Yeah.
So we have been pretty active out there as far as.
So the amount we're charging the customer now should stay the same or relatively the same, and we should actually build reserves, is what Brad just told me, right?
Yes, I think the next thing is
start building reserves again.
Yeah. You know, be looking at this upgrading cost structure going forward, because that lift station at some point is going to need these things happen, this replacement stuff to happen. My recommendation going through this is, instead of replacing a small pump with another small pump and address the piping that's undersized, you know, try to do all that thinking ahead. So if a pump was to fail, if you had the money available, maybe you go in at that point and upsize all that piping that's in there. And that would be my recommendation. It's a big number. It's $34,000. Doesn't need to happen today. But if a pump goes, instead of buying a $10,000 pump that's we know is too small and needs to be upsized, maybe address the piping and try to work towards a full size increase. So just kind of work towards that budget. Yeah, none of it needs to be addressed today, though, or tomorrow. I mean, it's...
You looking at that, Mike?
Yeah, I saw that already.
Yeah, the sewer bill that we charge everybody hasn't been raised since we started. And that's about, two or three years already?
Yes. Well,
this could be a good trigger to maybe look at that.
Yeah, well, it's going to be analyzed in February, believe me.
Right. I think in a perfect world, what you'd have is kind of like Brad broke it down. You'd do this, the valves, piping, and rail system replacement sooner than later, so that, like what he's saying, when a pump goes out, you're ready to just slip the bigger pump in.
Gotcha.
And it's not a big hit all at once.
That makes sense. Spread it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. To me, yeah. On your list here, the standby generator you got at the bottom, I don't know if that's a chronological order or not, but $14,500, and that just seems to me like something that we should have, period. And maybe that's going to be our first.
Yes, I would tend to agree, and I'd like to have you explain it better, because if we're running closer to capacity, am I hearing we don't want to have any downtime at certain times of the year?
Right. Right now you're relying on the village to mobilize a generator, and my understanding is they've had some changing over there, but usually yours is the one they have to go out and rent, and then you guys end up renting a generator, get it all set up. That all takes time.
Is that something we should consider?
I mean, sure, that was a recommendation per the village, too. I mean,
yes.
is getting a full standby unit there.
Good, but we'd always thought we had plenty of capacity. I mean, in the back of my mind, I wasn't so concerned.
Right.
And are we talking one generator or two? Because we've got two lift stations. I mean, what if, you know, power goes out on that whole end of the town?
We could dig into that more before you pull the trigger. And look, if you had a standby at each site, and then also, you know, maybe you get, it's called a mobile generator, you know, where it's trailer mounted, and if you had a location where you could keep it, or maybe you just build a little carport or something off in a sportsman club. Either way, have it there, have it all ready, and then you would have to manually go out and move it between the lift stations, but you're only buying one.
Okay.
Yeah, one mitigating thing is they don't have a water system there. So when the power goes out, unless people have their own generators, the water stops, right?
That's true. I think more and more people are probably putting generators in.
They are, that's true. Yeah, that is definitely the trend.
Because you're right, I wouldn't worry if everybody was out.
That's what I'm
thinking
to do.
Well, that's something maybe we should visit this upcoming year.
Yeah. Once again, when we address our budget for that and our rates, we've got to start looking at what our maintenance goals are and what our hopes are for the.
How much reserve do we have now, Mike? Plus or minus?
Grand plus A.
Huh? Not plus or minus side. How much plus or minus?
Don't have the numbers right with me, Dick. But we do have some money in there for reserve.
So we do have a little bit, we're building a little bit.
We're building, yes.
We've been building. Okay. We're not starting from 5,000 or zero or something.
We have some, Dick, but we're not near the percentage we need to be.
For these kind of.
Well, no, for the overall project, and I'm using some of the early projections of what, 225, 250, where we really should be. We're not near that, but we do have some money. I don't know the exact number. Anything further on the Sportsman's Lift Station or pipeline? Any questions, comments, anything? Questions, answers, public comment? Woody?
I can ask Brad something. You've seen in the Sportsman's pump station where the lightning damaged and was replaced, what, 10, 12 years ago? Do you see records of that?
No, I just going off.
That would help date how a lot of that equipment was updated with that lightning strike.
Right. I don't have records for it, and that's my report. I just, I'm kind of going with an 8 year. Yeah.
Stuff that's out there.
Yeah. I reached out to the pump supplier. They couldn't find information, and the village has had turnover, so they don't really know timing.
I don't know if any records in the township office on that, because the township was involved and the insurance connected to it. So there might be some records that we can find out when that lightning strike did happen. Who's providing emergency service to the Sportsman Club pump station now?
That comes through the village at this point, yes.
Is doing that. They're following the electrics, and if something, there's an alarm, they're out there responding.
Yep, the remote monitoring they have.
Thank you.
Anything else, Woody? Got it all?
You haven't shown me your five proposals yet.
Well, you'll have to come to our next meeting.
I will.
It'll be interesting.
Yep.
Well, with that, if there's nothing.
Where is Edward Harper, by the way?
I'll let Shelley field that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, done. We're not addressing that at all anymore.
Got the final report on the full line?
We did not.
That is still
I don't
out.
Know that that ever really made it through ELSA to where it was supposed to go.
I
mean, we were kind of
hoping
that we did that, but yeah.
Well, you don't have anything late? I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, I reached out to him here about 3 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, and yeah, they're still waiting themselves on all that data. QPRC, I think it's called.
Will we ever get it?
Yeah. I'm waiting for Andy Hogarth, the gentleman that kind of facilitated all that through ELSA. So
it will eventually show up.
It will come through, right.
And as far as the township knows, Woody, the township had some information on canine sniffing of E. coli. All that information has been given to Inwood Harbor Property Owner Association. We don't know what ever happened to that.
We actually had a proposal, and it was going to be about $100 per homeowner to have a test run by this group. So it's kind of in their ballpark if they want to do it.
So it could die just because of lack of interest from the residents.
Yes.
I think it has died.
Yeah.
Not could, has.
There wasn't much interest at all. So maybe this will change. You know, we get that report back.
As you think about pump station capacity, you've got those pieces to see whether they're going to succeed or fail as interest there. Mm-hmm. How big that pump station has to be is all based on those dominoes that aren't falling right.
Right.
You know, the good news out of this whole deal with Inwood is there was no E. coli coming from Birch Lake.
Yeah, we knew that.
Thought I'd throw you a bone. Well, with that, if there's nothing else, we'll adjourn. Thank you.
Feeling good, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Good. It's good. We had a good meeting yesterday.